Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. Hey, yeah, yeah. We're gonna find.
Time for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets up of our lovers. We're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge. The fountains of living waters. The showers weave with righteousness. Restores my order and turns this song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praises be the Most High that brought me out. Of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now y'all's planet.
We don't fly to the city, we don't march to the city, we don't dance, we don't sleep, we don't run to the city, run to the city. We don't fly to the city, we don't march to the city.
Measure waters came to your ankle, then method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee before you further joke. Goins, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of fish left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Got spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge that stuff really quickly. Make out those polished this 50. So, we come. About my sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you awoke me from my slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God to my very last breath, and use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay His holy name regard. We have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen to we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings.
We
gone.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city. We don't fly to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city of God.
I wanna go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go home. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I'm on the go, I'm on the go home, I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now I'm on the go, I'm on the go, I'm on the go, I'm on the go. Yeah, I'm on the go home, I'm on the go home.
Yahweh, oh my soul.
Praise to your holy name.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
Bless Yah, all you witnesses. Do not forget his benefits. Forgive the iniquity, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator, me from dust. He know I make up merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless Yah, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen. Bless Yah.
Bless Yah, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my rhymes. Praise Yah for unto us his glorious shine. Baruch Yah Melech Ba'Shemaim Melo Ba'aretz. Yah, for he execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He renew my health like the eagle's wings. Yah, fed my mouth with good things. So unto Yah, his glory I sing. Yah,
bless Yah, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy, holy name.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praises, all glory, all honor unto the mighty Elohim, Yahweh, for allowing us to be able to come to you another evening, another day, to bring you nothing but the truth. I will be your host this evening. I am Morey Isha Yisrael of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we will be giving you nothing but the truth of Yahweh. And we'd like to say shalom to all of those that are tuning in and listening by the way of internet, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook. For we know that the only reason that you are listening to us this evening, today, is because of your great fear and love toward the mighty Yah. Again, we are to bring you nothing but the truth of Yahweh. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea. And it is Yahweh who has ordained us to be able to bring you his word, his true messages, so that you may know the word of Yah, so that you may bethink yourself in return. And the last two programs, Moray Ishaya dealt with the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus. And Moray Ishaya will continue that series in the following days. But today, we're going to deal with the 7 days of unleavened bread. Because in the time of Yah's holy season, in which he brought us out of the land of Egypt, as it reads in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. And as has been said before, Yahweh doesn't want us to just party in the middle of the night upon the embarking of a new year, because Yah's years do not begin at night. Yah's years begin in the beginning of the day. And he doesn't just want us to bring in the new year with a party and with a bunch of noise making. He wants us to observe the first month, which is the month of Abib. And in this observing of the month of Abib, we have to hold certain holy days and celebrate them in honor and glory unto Yah. And as it says in Deuteronomy 16, verse 1, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh your Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh Elohim brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh, your Elohim, of the flock of the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with you in all your coasts 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which you sacrificed the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. But the place which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you shall choose to place his name there. There you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that ye came forth out of the land of Egypt. As you see, the month of Abib is vitally important because of our necessity to remember the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Because this is when we're to take all the leaven out of our houses, and that is not to be seen with us in all of our coats. Now, of course, we teach at the house of Israel, as was taught by the late prophet of Yahweh, Yah's messenger, who Yahweh revealed this revelation to. And what is this revelation that Yahweh revealed to Moray Elisha? Well, years ago, all the children of Israel in America and abroad that knew of the laws of the Most High, that sought to join themselves unto the Creator, kept Passover. In America, in Barbados, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, in Africa, in Russia, in Japan, kept the Passover. And many of them are still keeping the Passover to this day. And when did they keep it? They kept it according to the Jewish calendar. whenever the Jewish calendar told you to keep it. But years ago, Mori Elisha, it was revealed unto him that the children of Israel should not be keeping the Passover outside of the land and outside of Jerusalem, that this was against the law of the Almighty. And he taught this. And we had conferences about this. The very first conference of the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High dealt with the Passover and why it is not to be kept in any place but Jerusalem. Also, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. As you'll read in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 16th verse, where it states, three times in a year shall your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. And where are they supposed to go? In a place which Yahweh shall choose. Therefore, anybody, that means anybody, deciding that they will hold the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the sacrifice of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the holy convocation of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the sacrifice of the Feast of Weeks, the holy convocation of the Feast of Weeks, and the sacrifice of the Feast of Tabernacles, and the holy convocations that go along with the Feast of Tabernacles. Anybody that does these things outside of the place which Yahweh shall choose is in error, according to the word of Yah, not according to the word of Elisha or Ishaya or Isha, but according to the word Yahweh. Therefore, it is very important that we adhere to all the words of Elohim. For all and every word of Elohim is pure. But what are we supposed to do in this time? Are we supposed to just let it go as it's never happened? No. We do at the house of Yisrael, we gather ourselves together and we rehearse the great acts of the Most High. How he saved our houses from the angel of death. And he passed over our houses. And we were recipients of Yah's mercy as he slew all the firstborn. But he saved us alive. And then he brought us out of Egypt the next day at night with a mighty arm. And we walked out of Egypt with a high hand. And we discuss these things. And there's something else we do if you read in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And in Exodus, the 12th chapter, we'll begin reading in the 18th verse. Exodus chapter 12, verse 18 states, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. All your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, now what did this just let us know? And I want to read up a little bit more before I show you exactly what this is letting us know. In verse 15, where it states, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done by you. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this very same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. So, what does this mean? This means that we still are restricted from having leaven in our houses, even outside of the land. Why is that? Because your habitations, which is the same thing as your dwellings, ever you live. Now, I know many people disagree with that point. And there's many people that disagree with many of the things that we teach. But nevertheless, we must teach them to you. Yahweh said that you're not to have any leaven in your houses. And it's only when it's time to do the law of the Most High, your house ain't your house no more. It's only when it's time to do the law of the Most High, your dwellings aren't your dwellings anymore. Every other day of the year, don't come in my house like that. You're going to have to get out of my house talking like that. Don't step on my land, that's my yard. Don't walk on my grass. But when it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, oh, these ain't my houses. This ain't my land. These aren't my dwellings. And what are they? Y'all said a false balance is an abomination. It's either your house or it's not. It's either your dwellings or it's not. And Yahweh, if he wanted you to just remove the leaven when you were in Jerusalem, he would have said that. Because he didn't want you to keep the sacrifice in any other place but Jerusalem. Because he said that. But he told us to take the leaven out of our houses, out of our habitations. Look what Yahweh says. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, 7 or verse 6 says, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all of your quarters. You shouldn't even have leaven around you. Nowhere seen with you. Because Yahweh has a reason to take away this leaven. Most I say, how many days are we to do this? 7 days. So when are we to begin eating unleavened bread? And Yahweh told us, the 14th at evening. That's when you're to begin eating unleavened bread unto the 21st day. You are to eat unleavened bread. Why is that important? Because Yahweh is showing us how he counts, how he would like you to count. Yahweh is a perfect Elohim, and he counts with a complete mind state. He doesn't say 7 days, because many of our people will think, well, I could start, or if I eat unleavened bread on the 15th, well, you're supposed to start eating unleavened bread on the 14th. If you started counting on the 15th, then you would have to go to the 22nd. But if you started counting when Yahweh told you to count, then you would be at the 21st. Because the beginning of the eating of unleavened bread is at the 14th at eve. So by the 15th, when you're supposed to hold the Feast of Unleavened Bread Holy Convocation, it's 1 day. And when the 16th comes, it's 2 days. And when the 17th comes, it's 3 days. And when the 18th, that's 4 days. And the 19th is 5. The 20th is 6. And the 21st is 7. And what does Yahweh do on the 7th? He rests. He ceases from the work. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread ends the 7th day at evening. You don't eat anymore unleavened bread, because the Almighty commanded it so. So therefore, what is leaven and what isn't leaven? Because we have confusion on that also. But before we go there, I just wanted to show you what Yahweh showed that we will be doing in the future in the book of Ezekiel. The 45th chapter. And in Ezekiel, the 45th chapter, start reading in the 21st verse, where it states, in the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover. Comma, what does that mean? In the English language, comma oftentimes denotes that the sentence is about to list something, things that will be listed because they are consecutively in that order or following each other in the order in which you read. So in the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, comma. Something's coming up after that. A feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. Which means there's two things going on. And upon that day shall the prince prepare himself and for all the people of the land a bullock or sin offering. Which means what? We're to have in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you have the Passover. And then a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread is to be eaten. Because you're supposed to begin eating unleavened bread on the 14th. That's when unleavened bread is commanded to begin eating. That's when you need to have it out of your house. And the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the 15th, you're to hold the convocation. And let me show you what Yahweh said in the book of Leviticus, third chapter. And we'll begin reading at the fourth verse. It states, "These are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations which you shall proclaim to be proclaiming their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, of is Yahweh's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work therein. But you shall offer offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. And in the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work." So the Almighty lets us know when exactly to hold this feast. When exactly to hold this convocation. And he lets us know exactly when to start eating unleavened bread and exactly when to count from and to cease our counting. Because Yahweh is a man of knowledge, is a Elohim of knowledge. And he is one that sets things in order for himself. So we must be exact on these things. So the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is coming up, the Passover, which will be the 9th of April, which is our 14th day of the month of Abib, which is the third day of the next week, at eve. And it is that time where leaven needs to be removed from us. It is that time where we should start eating unleavened bread. And the next day is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. On both these nights, we will come and speak about Yahweh's great acts. But right now, I just want to show you what we're supposed to be doing in this time that is coming upon us. Now, I know many people believe that we can eat leavened bread in America, which is why Yahweh let us know in the book of Exodus, back in the 12th chapter, he let us know something very important. Exodus, the 14th chapter. We'll begin reading at the 19th verse, where it states, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eats that which is leaven, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in the land. Be cut off from Yah just because you wanted some fluffy bread, just because you couldn't put away the wine, the beer, the cheese, the chocolate liqueur, the amaretto sour, the sourdough for 7 days. What type of bread are we to eat? As we read in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, we'll go back there. Deuteronomy 16, verse 3 states, "You shall eat no leavened bread with it, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. We're supposed to eat the bread of humility. And the Almighty requires humility, because Yahweh knows our hearts. And why don't you want to be humble? Brothers and sisters, this Feast of Unleavened Bread coming upon us should take a special place in our hearts, because this is the third year. And what is the third? The third is holy to the Almighty Yah. The third represents Yahweh's servant. Why do you think it's holy? Because it represents his servant. You can't be profane and be considered Yah's servant. You can't be like everyone else and be considered Yah's servant. You can't be with the in crowd and be considered Yah's servant. You got to be set apart to be considered Yah's servant. You got to be a saint to be considered Yah's servant. And people in your church that call themselves saints, those aren't saints. Those statues and them idols and them graven images of those people of Javan over in Europe, those aren't saints. Yah said his saints are being worn out by this fourth beast. His saints would be the victims and the objects of a spiritual war that is being waged. And if you are one of Yah's saints, then you can't be doing everything everybody else is doing. Yah's sanctified ones seek righteousness. And in this third year, which is set apart, which is holy, which represents Yah's servant joining himself unto Yahweh this year, you want to do your very best to keep all of Yah's laws. We want to humble ourselves with this Feast of Unleavened Bread. We want to eat the bread of affliction, because Yahweh told us to. Because Yahweh considers those that are being afflicted special to him. Humbled, special to him. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 57th chapter. Let's see. If taking the thought, if considering doing the wicked thing during the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the right thing. What do I mean by that? Many people, whether they're typing on their keyboards as I'm teaching, or whether it's whispering in your ear, or doing whatever they're doing, putting out teachings and letting you know that you do not have to eat leavened bread, unleavened bread, during this feast, they're lying to you. Just because they want to eat pound cake, just because they want to eat lemon Louisiana crunch cake, just because they want to eat pizza in all its fluffiness and cheesiness, just because they would like to get drunk, does not mean you got to be with them. Don't let them fool you. Yahweh said in Isaiah 57, verse 15, for thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. Now this is Yahweh. He's the only one who's the high and lofty. Who can be more high and lofty than the Yahweh? Who can be more high and holy than Yah? People always talking about they got to get high. How are you going to get more high than the Most High? And if you want to get high, why not seek the Most High? Talking about you got to smoke on a herb to get close to the Most High. And that's a bunch of garbage. Ain't smoking a bunch of garbage. Straight garbage, as they say in the street. But what you should be doing is trying to get close, connected, joined with one who is high and lofty. And who does he say he's with? Who does Yahweh say is getting high with him? In Isaiah 57, verse 15, he said, "For thus saith the high and lofty one, the one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and lofty place, high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Yahweh, he dwells with the humble so he could bring you up high, so he can show you the honor of waiting for him, of trusting in him, of praying to him, and going to him, and listening to him. How you going to be humble eating pound cake during the Feast of Unleavened Bread? How you going to be humble eating pizza during the Feast of Unleavened Bread? When Yahweh told us, we got to take this out of our houses. In all our habitations. That means wherever you are at. Don't even let it be seen with you. No leaven at all. For that is the word of Yah. And that is the bread of affliction that we should be eating, so we can understand Yahweh is the one that will bring us up. Not the bread. Not the wine, not the oil, but Yahweh. And Yahweh wants you to know what leaven is. Let me show you. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. In Exodus 12th chapter, start reading in the 15th verse. In Exodus 12 and 15 states, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. What is leaven? For whosoever eats leavened bread, food, that's what bread is, from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Leaven. It means fermentation. Leaven. Fermented. Something soured. And how do you get bread to rise? Yeast. Which is fermentation. You let bread sit and it starts to create yeast and fermentation. Anybody ever made bread before can tell that it starts smelling like that beer you drink. Because this is a fermented product now. You let it sour. What is cheese? Cheese is soured milk. Aged milk. Rotten milk. Aged, soured, and it's changed into a whole nother thing now. It's cheese. It's cheesy and it's delightful tasting, but it's fermented. What is alcohol? It's fermented. It could be fermented grain, fermented fruit, fermented something, but it's fermented. It was soured. That's what leavened is. Something that's been fermented and soured. People tell you, oh, you can't eat chocolate during the unleavened bread. And a lot of the chocolate you get in your stores, you can't because it has chocolate liquor, which means they let the liquor of this chocolate ferment. All your Hershey's bars, your Snickers bars, your Milky Ways, your Mr. Good bars, has chocolate liquor in it. All your Doritos, your Cheetos, your cheese doodles, your Flamin' Hots, fermented. Vinegar, fermented. So that means your ketchup, your mustard, your barbecue sauce, your hot sauce, fermented. There's certain teas that you get that are fermented. Certain coffees are fermented. All your wine is fermented. So I don't believe these Jewish stores that say it's Passover wine. It's fermented. There's nothing clean for Passover when it's fermented. And you can't eat those things. You can't have them in your house. Because Yahweh said, don't let it be seen with you. Don't let it be in your houses. Don't eat it. What happens when you get alcohol in you? Moriah Yeshaya brought out last night. Yahweh took us away from bread of man. The bread that man eats, we didn't eat for 40 years. The alcohol that man drinks, we didn't touch for 40 years. Because Yahweh wanted us to know that it was him that brought us through this wilderness. If we was getting drunk, high, you know, we don't even need to be drunk and high to think that we done saved ourselves. So how much worse do you think it is if you're drunk and high? And in the book of Proverbs, I'm going to go to this scripture here. Proverbs, the 20th. Chapter. As I said, wine is fermented. Liquor, Hennessy, Douce, Remy, Ciroc, Johnny Walker, Jack Daniels, Crown, Cavassier, Absolute, Keela. Fermented. Bud Light, Heineken, Blue Moon, Corona, etc., etc. Fermented. leaven. Proverbs 20, verse 1 says, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. What does that mean? If you think that this wine ain't going to get your mind all discombobulated, if you think this strong drink ain't going to have you raging, you're not wise. If you think you could just drink this strong drink, you ain't going to be in a different place, you're not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion, verse 2. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. And then later on, in this same chapter, that was it. But the reason the Most High doesn't want you to deal with this wine and this fermented product during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because he wants us to remember. He wants us to remember. Now check this out. In Proverbs 23, verse 29, says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Y'all know who has these things. Verse 30. They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Drunkards have this. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it gives his color in the cup, when it moves itself sweetly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Why does the Most High, you think the Most High wants you in this state of mind? Look at Exodus, or I should say 13. Exodus 13. Exodus, maybe I was right. I'm sorry. Deuteronomy 16. Look at this. I don't want you in this state of mind, babbling, wounded, eyes all red, looking at strange women, heart just uttering perverse things. Yahweh doesn't want that for you, especially during this time. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, verse 3 says, You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. You got to be humble. For you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the day of your life. God wants you to do this so you can remember all the days of our life. Now, how are you going to remember how Yahweh brought us out? You're getting high and drunk and high, fat off of fluffy bread. And ignoring the ordinances of Yah. How are you going to remember how he brought us out in haste? Your mind, your heart is going to start uttering perverse things. Like you can eat pound cake and Louisiana crunch cake and sweet potato pie and all these other things during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. These are perverse things. Pizza, sour cream, cheddar cheese. You can't touch this during Feast of Unleavened Bread. Because Yahweh wants you to remember how he brought us out of Egypt in these 7 days. And as I said, this is a time to get close to the Most High. You trying to put down that alcohol? Well, this is the time to put it down. You've been trying to put down that bread, them carbs? Well, this is the time to put it down. You've been trying to get close to Yah and be in his word and remember what he did for Israel. And you want to start eating Yah's word. Well, this is the time to do it. Because Yahweh wants you to humble yourself to get close to him. And what better year to do it than the third year? And what we need to understand is that Yah will do this again. He's going to come and retrieve his people again. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. The 14th verse. It reads. First, let me read the 13th verse. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there you shall serve other Elohim day and night, where I will not show you favor. Where is that at? That's here. America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Jamaica. That's over here. God ain't showing us any favor over here. We're being afflicted every day. And this is a strange land. And we've been here nearly 400 years. It got to come to an end. And Yahweh is the one that told us it would come to an end. In verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days come. Which means it's coming to an end. The days come. Says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said. Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Yeah, if the 400 years already happened, then when are we going to be able to say this? No more shall be said, Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Yahweh lives, that brought the children of Israel from the land of the north and from the lands where he hath driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. The Almighty is going to come and get us again. And in him coming to get us again, we're going to have to be humbled. When we came out of Egypt, if you're in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 40th verse, it reads, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, and that's significant, because what did Yahweh wait until? The end of the 430 years. In how many years did Yah say we would be over here? 400 years. And you think he's going to come get us at the beginning of the 400 years or the end? He's coming at the end of the 400 year. So, though everybody running around thinking that August 20th is the day you ain't a slave anymore, no, that's the day your 400th year begins. And that 400th year will end, and then Yahweh will come get us. But at the end of the 430 years, even the very same day, even the self same day, Yahweh, our Elohim, as it came to pass, he brought all the host of Yahweh, went forth out of the land of Egypt. And this is that night that is to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed by all the children of Israel in their generations. And we got to remember this night. This is when Yahweh saved us, delivered us. And you're not going to remember that getting drunk and high, eating Louisiana crunch cake, blueberry pie. You're not going to remember it. You're going to be drunk off of this other stuff you're doing. And he's going to do it again. And when he does it again, you think you're going to be able to bring your Ciroc, your Hennessy flask, your Aunt Millie's bread? No, you're going to have to go. As it said, we walked out with a high hand. This first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, let me show you what we were doing. In Exodus 12, verse 31, it says, "And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. Go serve Yahweh as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said. And be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians were urging upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, "We are all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moshe, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent to them such things as they required. And they plundered the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And the mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. So you see, we went up out with gold and silver and raiment. And look in the book of Numbers, the 33rd chapter. In Numbers 33, verse 3 says, "And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the next day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians." So we went out with a high hand. We went out strutting our stuff. We went out with gold and silver and raiment and flocks of herds. We just took all this stuff. It's called reparations. But you're not going out with your leaven. You're not going out in your pride. You're not going out in your arrogancy saying, We done saved ourselves. Because Yahweh is going to make sure you know it's him when we leave Babylon. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 60, says in verse 4, lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to you. Your son shall come from far, and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. The multitude of camels shall cover you. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh your Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. Don't you see? We're going to come out of this land with great substance, as Yahweh has said in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, that we shall leave with great substance. We're going to leave on airplanes and in big cruise ships. These big ships. And we're going to have gold with us. And how you think we're going to come out? The same way we came out of Egypt, with a high hand, praising Yahweh, knowing that it is Yahweh that brought us out. And you're not going to do that drunk. You're not going to do that filled with bread. You're going to do that filled with the praises of Yah. And we are to rehearse these things that Yahweh has done and that Yahweh will do, because it is what Yahweh requires of us. This is how you show forth your humility. Eating this bread of affliction these 7 days, this is showing that you are humbling yourself to the Almighty, trying to join yourself unto him. Yahweh said this in Isaiah 66, verse 20, states, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations, upon horse and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. And why? Because Yahweh is not allowing any mode of transportation to escape us from coming out of the lands in which we have been scattered. So if you got to take a donkey to get home, didn't you say on their backs? They'll be carrying you. And you will be, they'll be carrying, they'll be nursing you by their side. You'll be on their horses, you'll be on their mules, you'll be in their litters. They'll carry you on swift beasts just to get you home. And if you're trying to get to the place where Yahweh is going to look upon you to say, yes, this is my child who I would like to bring home, then we have to humble ourselves. We have to know what are the laws, the statutes, the ordinances that Yahweh requires us to do in order to be a part of that great number to go home. And what did the Most High say in the book, or what did the Most High servant say in the book of Psalms 51? The first verse says to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone to Bathsheba, "Have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." See, David wanted his transgressions blotted out. He asked in verse 2, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." And then what did David say in verse 17? Says the sacrifices of Elohim are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O Elohim, you will not despise. And this is what Yahweh is letting us know for this time that is upon us. He will not despise a broken and contrite spirit. He knows our sins and our transgressions. He knows that we have been haughty and lifted up. But he wants us to take in this bread of affliction, this unleavened bread, for 7 days, so that we can remember how he brought us out of the land of Egypt. Because he's going to bring us out of this Egypt so that we can be delivered and saved. As Yahweh told us, 7 days shall we eat unleavened bread. 7 days we shall have no leaven found with us in our houses. 7 days it shall not be seen with us in our habitations. 7 days it shall not be in any of our quarters. And we are to eat the bread of affliction 7 days, beginning on the 14th day at evening unto the first and 20th day at evening, in order to remember how Yahweh brought us out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm. The Almighty Yah, the Creator, and he will do these things again. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. Shalom.
Suffer and die to give me an education to slight oppressor this my soul. Because whatsoever education I acquired out of their sacrifice of over 300, I shall use for the salvation of the 400.